escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yeah, there are the Bills, 56% on third down, but it's third and 10, throwing into the wind, way down the field. Oh my goodness, this is going to be 98 yards to Gabe Davis. A 98-yard explosion, Josh Allen to Gabe Davis.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Temperatures will be in the high 70s tonight for the Buccos and Blue Jays at PNC Park. That is fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Aaron Rodgers coming up in about 20 minutes. Hear him before the Steelers' final preseason game. His comments on where the team's at right now, where he's at right now. That was Jim Nance on the Gabe Davis touchdown call. Jim Nance very bullish on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, telling CBS Sports that he's going to have a schedule chock full of Steelers games late in the year, and he thinks the Aaron Rodgers experiment will work this year.
If it doesn't, Mason Rudolph leads the Steelers into battle at 7-9.
He also thought that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields would work in some combination, so he's not shooting 100% with this, but then again, none of us are, and if we were, we'd be working for NFL teams and making millions of dollars. Update on Gabe Davis, left the facility without a contract. That was confirmed today by Josh Allen, of all people, who moments ago, chatting with Bills reporters, confirmed that Davis was going to be there tomorrow. Quote, "I love Gabe, and I'm sure I'll see him over the next 2 days. Happy to see him, honestly. I love that guy. He was awesome when he was here, and now he's getting back to full health here soon, so who knows? We'll see." Yeah, if he's talking that way about Gabe Davis, I love this guy, and he has a relationship, we know he does, with the front office there and the coaches. My hypothesis is if Gabe Davis passes his physical and looks good, he will be a Buffalo Bill and not a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Man, really tough choice for Gabe Davis. Huh. Do you want to go play with the guy and the team that gave you the best years of your career and allowed you to get whatever you got from Jacksonville? Or do you want to go to the Steelers where the forward pass still can be more of a suggestion at times than a part of the offense?
Yeah, play for a coach or play for a quarterback who might love you, but he also might freeze you out and throw you under the bus like Rodgers did last year with Mike Williams. All right, so here are a couple of very juicy.
Also, by the way, Gabe Davis is basically like a younger, better version of Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Like, basically same kind of player. Anyway, neither here nor there.
So here are a couple of very juicy Steelers wide receiver rumors. And as Donnie points out, as you guys know, this is where Pony shines brightest.
Rumor mill. He gets the grist for the rumor mill, and he starts a-turning and churning.
But I think Donnie is saying specifically when it comes to wide receivers. This is my sweet spot as...
But none of these because you are terming them rumors.
Yeah, that's all.
These drives are just starting. They haven't even gotten a first down, let alone they're not at the goal line here.
All right, so let me go
It's actually second and seven with all of these rumors.
Let me go with a big, big, big one first.
Okay.
And then we'll move on from there. The big, big, big one is, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but Terry McLaurin wasn't even at the game. He wasn't even there with the Commanders against the Bengals. So he's been activated off their PUP, but it's still completely up in the air as to when he's going to start getting involved in practices. And according to Diana Russini, there's been no movement on a contract extension there in Washington. So he's still very much in limbo. Now, there have been all kinds of hypothetical Terry McLaurin trades that have been thrown out there. The one that continues to get the most eyeballs on it is one you invented years ago, which people have stolen and not given you any credit for it, which is why not just trade Alex Highsmith for Terry McLaurin?
Yep, that was my hobby horse take. And I think it was a day that you were not on the air maybe that I first said it, and then you heard it and you liked it.
But I see it everywhere now. I see a lot of people make that.
Now, if that were to somehow happen... I deserve credit?
100%. Yes.
Thank you.
You would.
Thank you.
I think you would deserve it. I'd give it to you. I don't care what other people
said. I appreciate that. I still... Who says no in that one?
So they are pushing a very, very, very hard bargain. Like, it sounds like there's not even really any trade conversations that have taken off whatsoever between the Commanders and other teams, because they really don't want to trade him. And the only way they would is if it was such a, like... Well, it has to be a two-way street. Such an overwhelmingly good trade for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then McLaurin has to agree to go to that team and get a contract in play. You know, like, he's got some leverage here too, because he could always just get traded and then that team stuck holding the bag because he's in the same spot he's in Washington if he doesn't get a new deal. It's all about the money for him. He's got to go to a team that pays him, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't sound like there's anything pressing here, anything imminent, but one thing that did get thrown out at me by a guy that used to be an assistant general manager in the NFL was the following trade proposal that he thinks Washington floated to the Steelers and it got quickly shot down. So he thinks, because this has like been like murmured in NFL circles.
Okay.
He thinks Washington pushed for this deal, and the Steelers were the ones who like scoffed.
Thanks,
at it.
But no thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
A second round pick and Donnie Pat Freiermuth. And it was just, I don't think it went anywhere. I don't even know if it got like to Omar.
Who would they have called first if it didn't even get to Omar?
I don't know. But he made it sound
they, like on the secretary, the receptionist, and they say, we're not making that deal.
This
here.
Assistant GM made it sound like on the Washington end, that was the Steelers package they were interested in.
Because in their minds, they would need a pass catcher for a pass catcher.
But a second round pick on top of it. Dude, that's more than they gave. That's way more than they gave up for Metcalf.
Yeah, that's too much. I'm a huge non-starter. You know I'm a huge McLaurin fan, but that's a lot.
Like, there's no way.
In a good passing offense, Pat Freiermuth is a more valuable player than he's shown to be for the majority of his Steelers career. Like, you see Pat when there's a good quarterback getting him the ball or a better quarterback getting him the ball. He's a upper echelon receiving tight end, I think. Like right around
when the ball
gets
thrown to Pat, it's normally caught, and there have been mixed results with him as far as once the ball is caught, what happens after that?
Like the yak stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't think he's as dynamic as I would want him to be, and maybe that's part of, you know, it's how he's catching the passes, where they are, is he getting hit in stride? But yeah, he's a pretty reliable guy. That's a lot. And again, the reason I remember the reason I floated,
and then you got to pay him.
I know. The reason I floated Highsmith for McLaurin originally was just because it actually felt like one of those true rare football trades. You need a pass rusher, which they absolutely did. We could use a receiver. At this point in time, by the way, the Steelers had not traded for and given money to DK Metcalf. Why don't we all play nice here and make this happen? You get a better pass rusher. You need one desperately. We have a slight surplus where we think we do. We need a receiver. You give us Scary Terry. When probably Washington at that point, if I remember correctly, probably didn't feel as bad about their receiving core overall as they do now.
Donnie, is there a devil's advocate to this? Do you think that there's another side of this trade that actually would make it doable for the Steelers or a good idea for them? Like, what's the flip side to this? Is there one?
Of what you proposed? That feels like a very steep price. It would be a non-starter with me, too, and that's not even really taking the Freiermuth relationship into account. I mean,
would you trade Pat straight up for McLaurin?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
How about that?
I would do that.
If you didn't include the draft pick?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the draft pick attached to it's a second round pick, dude. I'm not sure they're getting a second round pick for McLaurin, period.
I like Pat, and he's much younger than Terry, but if that was the straight up trade offer, even if you had to pay Terry, no disrespect to Pat, I still think we're talking about an actual legit number one wide receiver.
You do that trade because you've got other tight ends.
You've got
Smith and you've got Washington here.
Well, you've got a player in Smith who's similar in style to Pat as far as he's there to catch passes, and you still at this point have Darnell Washington. Although I think I saw CBSSports.com listed him as a possible guy to get cut by the Steelers. Ah, yes, Darnell Washington, the literal mountain-sized human being that people here love because he blocks defensive linemen into oblivion one-on-one.
All right, so clearly that's not going anywhere.
Yes. So that was the big one, and that one ain't happening.
This one is a much smaller one, but it is intriguing to me.
Now, is this like the right size bowl of porridge, or is there a third bowl
of
porridge?
No, I think this. I don't think there is a third bowl of porridge. Okay. This is a very, very small bowl of porridge.
All right, Donnie, here. Get ready for a modest a modest rumor.
But it is an interesting one.
The chat, by the way, loving the Freiermuth for McLaurin proposal. Ah, yes, of course the Steelers would do that deal. I think this is a little harsh from Sean. He says, all of our bad players for all of their good players. Pat's a good player. McLaurin just happens to be a great one.
So this, I think, is very realistic. And it's just a matter of whether or not you want to do something besides just claim the guy off waivers.
Yes.
And actually give up a draft pick for him.
Okay.
So the scuttlebutt in New England is that Mike Vrabel is going to cut the wide receiver the Patriots picked in the second round last year, Jalen Polk from Washington. He was the 37th pick in the draft. He is currently 8 or 9 on their depth chart. He played with the third stringers in their game in the preseason week one against Washington, injured his shoulder, and then missed their second game against Minnesota. So was fighting an uphill battle to begin with, gets injured, and the consensus there is that he's going to get cut and maybe end up back on their practice squad. Maybe.
What the hell kind of first season in the NFL did he have? My God.
But it was with a different staff. They've got no...
No, I'm saying his first season is like one of the most bizarre stat lines I've ever seen for a receiver. 12 catches.
Yep.
87 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He got thrown to 33 times. He only caught about a third of those balls.
Yeah.
Passes to him were considered, quote, successful plays 1 out of every 4 times.
And
that's bad.
And he's going to get cut, probably. Unless somebody like offers a 7th-round pick that's conditional or something like that for him. Now, this in no way like solves the wide receiver 2 problem.
That just feels like taking a lottery ticket on a very young player.
Well, it's a Pirates move is what it is.
Unlike the Pirates when they had like Searidge and Benedict and they were rehabbing pitchers with like an ahead-of-the-curve strategy, this would be like, hey, Jalen, we know it didn't work out in your first stop. How about you go somewhere that's even worse when it comes to quarterbacks?
I understand that, but the guy was a second-round pick last year.
I liked all those UW receivers that were in the draft last year. I thought Adunze was going to be awesome. I still think he will be. McMillan has been a beast so far, although he damn near almost lost his season against the Steelers.
Yep.
I mean, I thought Polk was probably going to be really good. In that realm or from that viewpoint, it's very tempting to me. But while I don't think Vrabel's like this great coach, I would have a little whiff of like, why doesn't Vrabel like him? Don't you think Vrabel's only on the verge of cutting him if McDaniels thinks he's trash?
Oh, they've... Yes. I mean,
Josh McDaniel, let me put it this way. I bring that up to say Josh McDaniels, the head coach, preparing to cut Jalen Polk, I'd say, sign me up. Get the guy.
They don't have a good wide receiver room.
McDaniels, the OC, I think, actually knows what he's doing. And so if it was McDaniels, the head coach, I'd be like, that guy's a moron. But McDaniels, the OC, different story.
I kind of feel, and this guy did not have a big... did not have like a lot of production as a receiver for the Steelers, but ended up having a longer career with them. It would be a little bit like Darius Hayward Bay, in that the guy is just an outright bust with his first team, but there's a lot of pedigree there, and you know he can do one thing really well, which is run. So the Steelers made him into a gunner and occasional deep threat guy.
Just run as fast as you can.
I mean, Polk got compared to, out of college, Tyler Boyd.
He's a pretty big guy. I mean, 6'1", 205 is a pretty big dude.
And he's a physical dude. So I think there might be a match there, but that doesn't really solve the problem. It's just taking a shot. It's taking a flyer on somebody is what that is. He was in the same draft as Roman Wilson, and he went a full round ahead of him.
I mean, there are only... How many players got picked? I mean, he's, what,
and you can potentially have
round
him for free. Yeah.
The potentially have him for free, I always try to use logic and say, man, if he just gets cut and you can grab him
There's
that
three
way.
Years left on his deal, Chris.
My point is, let me put it this way. If Vrabel's going to cut him, and he successfully does cut him, that would tell me that no team out of the other 31 thought he was worth trading probably, what, a conditional 7th for?
Yeah.
How could your stock fall that much? Are you considered
in
injury?
In 1 year.
That's what I mean.
And he had a good preseason last year, Patriots reporters
say. Are you considered
say.
Injury prone suddenly? Is there something else? I don't remember Jalen Polk having any kind of red flags attached to him whatsoever. It's weird, man.
But the issue is, like, let's say you pick this guy up. Who do you cut? You can't cut Skowronek because Kabali says every team needs a Skowronek as a special teams player. You can't cut Miller. I guess you can, but he's been their best guy in camp. You're not going to cut Austin.
I thought we just got
Wilson.
Done saying Miller's been like, you can't take the preseason all that seriously in camp even.
I agree with that. But like, if you cut Scotty Miller because you traded for Terry McLaurin, that's one thing. You're going to cut Scotty Miller because somebody who sucked out loud on another team is going to take his spot? I don't know.
Fake John and Robinson, who pointed out via text to me that I think Pat in a second for McLaurin was a trade proposal he had dreamed up.
Yeah, now he still wants to do that?
He asks this question. He makes this statement quickly. Realistic move here is that the Steelers will end up with Jahan Dotson or Terrace Marshall after this. Now that this Metsi trade has happened.
Because the Eagles have too many guys.
Yeah. Terrace Marshall was always an intriguing one. You know why? LSU receiver.
Dotson, Penn State man.
Of those two, if it actually happened.
I take Dotson.
See, I'd take Marshall as the lottery.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.